Welcome. In this episode, we're going to uncover the timeless truths of God's Word to inspire and empower you daily to walk with Jesus. I'm Apostle Milton Jones, and today we're going to talk about something foundational yet life-changing. Who are you in Christ? If you're new to following Jesus, this episode will help you see yourself the way God sees you. So settle in and let's dive into the incredible truth of your identity in Him. First of all, you are God's workmanship. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 tells us, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." What an amazing truth. You're not just an accident or random creation. You are God's masterpiece. Imagine an artist putting time, core, and invention into their work. That's how God made you, on purpose and for a purpose. The good works He's prepared for you aren't chores. They're opportunities to shine His light in the world. Reflect on your gifts and talents and how can you use them to glorify God. Pray for guidance to walk in the good works He has prepared for you. You are full of grace. Romans chapter 5 verse 17 says this, "Those who receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ." Grace isn't a one-time gift, it's an overflowing daily provision. Through Jesus, you have the power to reign over challenges, fear, sin, and you're not struggling to survive, you're equipped to thrive in His grace. When you face struggles, remind yourself, "I have abundance of grace through Jesus Christ." Keep a journey of how God's grace sustains you in difficult moments. You're more than a conqueror. Romans chapter 8 verse 37 boldly declares, "In all things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us." You're not just a conqueror. You're more than a conqueror. Through Jesus' love, you have victory over obstacles. This doesn't mean life will be without challenges, but it does mean you will overcome them through His strength. Face today's challenges with confidence, knowing you are already victorious in Christ. Share a testimony with a friend about how Jesus has helped you conquer. You are loved and you're blessed. According to 1 John chapter 4, verse number 10, it reminds us, "In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that He loved us." You are loved beyond measure. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 adds, "God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ." Being loved and blessed means you're not striving for approval or resources. You already have them in abundance. Start each day by thanking God for His love and blessings. List the ways you've experienced God's blessings recently. You are protected and filled with the Holy Spirit. Psalms chapter 91 says this, "He has given His angels charge over you to keep you in all of your ways. God's protection surrounds you." And John 14, 16 and 17 tells us that Jesus has given us the Holy Spirit who dwells in us forever. You're never alone. God's Spirit lives in you, guiding and empowering you. When you fear or when fear arises, remind yourself of God's promise of protection. Ask the Holy Spirit for wisdom and guidance in your decisions for today. Remember this, you are a temple and friend of God. You're a temple of God according to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, which reminds us this, that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. This means you're a sacred place. Treat yourself with care and respect. John chapter 15 verse 14 adds another layer. You are my friend, Jesus says, if you do whatever I command you. Jesus doesn't just call you a servant, he calls you a friend. Reflect on how you can honor God with your body and actions, and spend time in prayer, thanking Jesus for the privilege of being his friend. And you are an overcomer, and you are victorious. We find in Revelation chapter 12, verse number 11, it proclaims this: they overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. You are an overcomer, equipped by Jesus' sacrifice and your testimony. And 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14 says it this way: it ensures us that God always, always leads us in triumph in Christ Jesus. Victory is your destiny in him. Share your testimony with somebody who needs encouragement. Walk through your day with the mindset of victory, knowing God leads you. So you are, when you go through this, you will find out who you are in Christ. You are God's workmanship. You're full of grace. You're more than a conqueror. You're loved. You're blessed. You're protected. You're filled with his Holy Spirit. You're a temple of God. You're a friend of God. You're an overcomer, and you are victorious. These aren't just labels, they're truths to live by. Take these promises into your heart and let them transform your life. Thank you for tuning into this broadcast. If this episode blessed you, share it with a friend. And subscribe for more encouragement. Remember, you are deeply loved and called to walk boldly in your identity in Jesus. Until next time, stay rooted in him. God bless you.